This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares class. I just want to repeat, please do not get involved in violence, okay? Don't even consider it. Don't go to these protests. Don't get your name on a list. Just keep your head down. And it took years, decades, for our country to fall into the disrepair that it's in right now, and it's going to take a long time for it to be fixed. But please don't get involved in violence. It doesn't work. You can see what's happened. I was invited to go to, or I was encouraged to go to the January 6th protest. And I said, are you crazy? That's nuts. And I didn't go. But look at what happened to the people who did go. So it's clear that you should not get involved in any of this. And if you look at what happened in World War II, if you look at what the Japanese did to their detractors, they were executed. If you look at what the Italians did to their detractors, they were executed. And if you look at what happened to the Third Reich's detractors, they were executed, including Ernst Röhm, who was the head of the Brown Shirts, the SA. He was executed. So it's crazy to get involved in this. Absolutely crazy. Just keep your head down and protect yourself, your family, your friends by, you know, providing the food, the gardening, the get out of Dodge, that kind of stuff. Just stay out of the way. Those are my thoughts, but you don't have to do what I say. As a matter of fact, make up your own mind, do your own research, but I suggest strongly that you do not get involved with any of this violence. It's crazy. It's crazy. You'll just be a pawn. Old men start wars and young men die. That's the way it is. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here on Friday. Hey, Vince, I got a little bit of a scare there. I was listening to the news just before class, and they started playing the Star Trek theme with William Shatner's opening talk that he gives at the beginning of the show. And I go, oh, man, we have enough bad news. Don't tell me William Shatner has passed away. And, of course, it was nothing to do with that, and I think he's fine. It was to announce today is International Star Trek Trekkie Day. So, Vince, happy Trekkie Day.
Well, you know, William Shatner's wife was found dead in a swimming pool. Did you know that?
Yeah, that was a sad story. I don't know if he ever got over it. You're not saying he had something to do with it, are you?
I'm not saying that, but the media has been for quite a while.
Yeah, he seemed honestly distraught when that happened. So, anyway, Vince, apparently he's fine. It is National Star Trek Day.
Bert, I got to tell you, it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not going to do anything differently from what I had already planned to do today. Nothing has changed, whether it's National Star Trek Day or not.
Yeah, some people get really into it. You know, they dress up, they go to the meetings, they pick a character.
They've got nothing to do.
Put on the costume.
They've got nothing to do. They don't have hay to cut. They don't have equipment to repair. They've got nothing to do. Because if they did have something to do, they wouldn't be going there.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince, we got a full class, so let's jump right in. And, Vince, I got an article sent to me, and this has been something a lot of people have been talking about. I thought we'd briefly cover it, that in EVs, and in fact in all cars, automakers are now making it so if you want to enable more features to your car, well, you gotta send them money to unlock those features. And apparently it's working because it's a major source of revenue for Tesla, and the other automakers are jumping on board. I guess on board's probably the right word in more ways than one. And I don't know, Vince, is it kind of like sneaky? Is it unscrupulous, or is it,
It is. It's sneaky. It's unscrupulous. It's predatory. What you're talking about, Bert, is like BMW, heated seats. Oh, you want them turned on? Well, your car has them, but you can subscribe, and for a monthly fee, you can have your heated seats that are already built into your car. You can have them enabled. It's like a parking meter, Bert. It's like you want to use it, just keep paying.
Yeah, well, you're going to like this one, Vince, just to give you an idea of what's going on out there. So Ford, probably not our favorite company, but Ford has announced something called Blue Cruise. And Vince, this is, I guess we didn't know Ford had this, but Ford has this hands-free driving technology. So even in a Ford, you too can drive your car without your hands. And Vince, you have two options. You can shell out $2,100 when you buy the car and just have it rolled in, or you can take the car, sign up for 90 days free, and activate it later at any time you want for $800 a year or $75 a month. So, Vince, which one would you prefer?
You know, Bert, I don't have anything even like that. But this Blue Cruise from Ford, now that $2,100, that's for 3 years. That's for 3 years of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like pay. Bert, let me tell you what my reaction to this is. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, we had a red telephone on our kitchen wall. And I think you were even at our house on the East Coast where I was growing up. So we had one of those Western Electric wall-hanging telephones. There was one telephone in the kitchen, and it had a rotary dial. And it was $1.17 per month to rent that phone from Bell Telephone, the telephone company. And that's when there was one telephone company in the United States, and it was Bell Telephone. And the company that made the phones, the actual phone set, the equipment, was Western Electric. And it was the finest, most durable piece of telecommunications gear ever made. I mean, that thing was, people used to throw the handsets, and it was plastic, and you couldn't break it. It was tough. Long-lasting, durable. And it was so good that if the microphone failed, you'd unscrew the microphone cover, and you drop in another replacement. It was very simple. It took maybe 30 seconds. Anybody could do it. Same thing with the earpiece. So it was extremely well designed. It was extremely durable, and they rented it for $1.17 a month. And I said to my parents, $1.17 a month? 12 months? Like forever? Let's buy a phone. So I bought a phone. Took off the red phone. The payment stopped. And we owned our own phone. That's how I feel about this rental stuff. I can't stand it. I would much rather pay way more and own it and control it than have a piece of rental gear. I am not up for it. Frankly, Bert, I can't stand paying for the internet every month. But I have no choice. Okay,
yeah,
so having heated seats or having features like, oh, you want your radio to work? Oh, no, that's a monthly payment. Just, it's already built into the car. It's already there. It's already engineered. It's already in the car. But what you have to do is pay for it, and then somebody will send a signal through the satellite, and will turn it on for you.
Yeah,
as long as you keep paying.
Yeah, well, Vince, just to be clear, the Internet is free. You're paying for your access to your Internet. Now, I do have a suggestion, Vince.
How do I get it, Bert? How do I get it without paying for the access?
Well, here's the good news, Vince. There's a guy who you've heard of who's working on a chip that you can implant in your brain, and that chip will connect you to the Internet, amongst other things. And if I'm presuming if this ever comes to fruition, that would effectively give you the Internet for free because you'd be directly connected. I guess we could call it Direct Connect. And
Bert, seriously.
Well, I think we're joking, but there is a company that is in startup phase that is currently experimenting with animals, and I hate to say that because Vince, we're both animal lovers, to embed chips in their brains, and that's going on right now, Vince.
Let me share with you a date, class. April 1st, 1980. And Bert and I wrote exactly that as a joke. And we sent it out to Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Ebony Magazine, all the major publications in print. And we claimed we invented that in 1980. Exactly, April 1st, 1980. It was an April Fool's joke. Well, Elon Musk must have picked up on our joke, Bert, because it got published throughout Silicon Valley. And ultimately, even 10 years later, there was an article that I still have filed somewhere that says, famous claims that failed to materialize. It was considered real when we said we invented this thing that would be implanted in your body and you would connect to a satellite communications receiver so you could participate in a movie. You could be that guy. You could be Rocky Balboa. You went to your doctor and you were stress tested to make sure you wouldn't have a heart attack while you were playing Rocky in your Lazy Boy chair. While your eyes closed and you were Rocky. I know you remember that.
Yeah, we embellished that joke over the years, and every couple of years or so we reinvent it for whatever's in vogue. I think we had one, Ethernet was having a new generation, we promoted it for that. We promoted it for satellite. When Wi-Fi took off, we promoted it as a new Wi-Fi interface. So, Vince, I'm wondering now, I never thought of this before, but we had the original one in the 80s, and then we had subsequent ones. Could we have inadvertent, the law of unintended consequences is the second most powerful law in the universe, and could we have inadvertently had somebody read that, namely Elon Musk, get the idea, and now we unleashed whatever is going to come? Perhaps as a little boy he read that. Throwing it out there.
Well, I absolutely believe that's entirely possible, and I'm not exaggerating. Bert, we've been kicking that can down the road for over, 43 years that we've been kicking that can down the road, that we invented the TX bus, and it would let your mind control the satellite communications receiver functions, and that we deployed it at the sanitary facilities of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. That's what we said.
Yeah, the most important thing is the...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, you may think Bert and I are kidding, class. We're not kidding. We actually did this. We created an April Fool's joke, and we published it. We sent it out as a press release from our corporation in California, Silicon Valley, California. People actually believe that we invented this thing. This is the same thing that Elon Musk is implanting in horrifically. In animals, in the brains of animals, and he's torturing them. He's, in my opinion, he's the most dangerous person on the planet. He's boring holes in the sky, he's burning up the atmosphere, he's got his vehicles crashing into nouns, persons, places, and things. He's boring holes in the ground to they call them subways, and he's taking technology that's existed. He's not really inventing anything. He's just modifying technologies that have already existed, and he's convincing people to buy them. And you know, without the government's help, people would not be buying Teslas in the quantity. You know, without being bribed, you know, for the $7,500 gift that you get for buying one of these electric vehicles, people would not be buying, in my opinion, in the quantities that they are. But Bert and I produced this this joke. And we sent it out as a press release in April 1st of 19... For me, it said, top line, for immediate release, April 1, 1980. That's the first one that went out. And just to prove that we did it, it talked about two researchers who invented this technology. And one was Jay Sinotreb, and the other one was V. Illineff. And Jay Sinotreb is Bert's name backwards. Sinotreb is Bertona spelled backwards. And Ilanef is Finelli spelled backwards. So we really did this. And it looks like this concept took off. And, you know, 43 years later, you know, we were just kidding around. And, you know, Bert, as a result of this, people thought that we invented something that was just beyond inventing. And they wanted to invest in our company. It was a private corporation. We didn't have shares in the marketplace. And people wanted to buy stock in our company. And it scared the pants off Vinny. It really did. We didn't do it. We did not take the investment because we'd all be in jail. Because we'd be claiming things like, well, heck, Bert, there's a company that claims that they've invented this way of remotely charging cell phones. And they're selling shares of stock.
Yeah, I don't know if that company's still around or not, but how about companies that invent their own currency and say it's worth something and start selling them as their own coins?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's happened. That's happened. And then you have Bernie Madoff. He was a lying piece of work, right? And you have Sam Bankman-Fried.
Well, that's who I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's more than just him. There's a whole bunch of these companies that created what they call a digital currency. And it's a concept. It's a concept, and people believe it. And because they believe it has value, and they purchase it, it has value. Only because it's believed to have value. Just like the Federal Reserve note is believed to be worth a dollar in purchasing power. Only because people believe it. If they didn't believe it, it'd be worthless.
Yeah.
It'd be worth what a Third Reich mark would be worth. Virtually nothing. It's only as a specimen of collector's value. Other than that, a $2 trillion mark note is probably worth $6 today, and just as a curiosity.
Yeah, interesting, Vince. Vince, we have a full class, so this is both news and a warning, and it's come to light. We've talked about it before, but if you have an electric vehicle, you do not want to expose it to salt water. So this may be a few days late because the hurricane's already gone through, but when Hurricane Idalia went through Florida and Pinellas County and Tampa. And, well, Vince, a lot of cars got flooded with salt water, and they caught on fire. And so here's the actual warning from fire officials in Pinellas County. Quote, if you own a hybrid or electric vehicle that has come into contact with salt water, it is crucial to relocate your vehicle from your house or garage without delay. Salt water exposure can trigger combustion in lithium ion batteries. If possible, transfer your vehicle to higher ground. This includes golf carts, electric scooters, and other electrical vehicles. And then last thing, do not drive these through the water.
And I saw some people driving their cars up to the windshield in water in Las Vegas.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. Trump White House official Peter Navarro found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Apple releasing a significant security update for iPhones and iPads yesterday to patch a newly discovered security weakness in the device's system software. The issue, apparently, is that the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus. Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a Category 5 storm. That storm is likely not done strengthening yet. The latest analysis of the megastorm this morning shows Lee has sustained wind speeds of around 165 miles an hour, and it is expected to get winds around 180. Corey Myers, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fox. I don't know, there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got here?
Take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. Bert, you were talking about the subscription offerings from automotive manufacturers. And so you mentioned Tesla. So Tesla, as far as I understand, if you want to have their self-driving software, it's $12,000 up front or $199 a month. It's an enormous expense. for what they call self-driving or full self-driving, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think they just lowered the price of it. I don't have that information in front of me, but don't worry.
It was $15,000.
Yeah.
They took $3,000 off, so now it's only $12,000 up front.
Yeah, but they make it so you don't have, you know, it's a big number, Vince. You don't have to get it right away. They coerce you into getting it, signing up for it after you have the car, because all they're doing is downloading some software. In fact, so who knows, firmware might already be in there. They're just enabling you to use it. It's kind of like, Vince, if you have a satellite receiver, for instance, I have DirecTV. The satellite picks up all the channels, including, you know, all the HBOs and movies and all the pay-per-view. They're all coming in, and the software in your receiver is all there. All you do is pay the fee to either subscribe to that channel or buy the movie, and it just flips a little electronic switch inside your receiver that goes ahead and allows you to watch that channel or watch that movie. So may be something similar, although I suspect since they're always doing updates to the self-driving software that it might actually be a download that comes into your car wirelessly when you pay the fee. But nevertheless, Vince, the most important thing, and we've talked about this before in class, that software is dangerous, Vince. People are getting killed. So I'm not sure it was ever ready for prime time. I don't know how it got released because, Vince, we've talked over the years of the numerous accidents that have happened where people saying that, you know, I was paying attention. And, you know, it wasn't like I dozed off or something. I was there. I had my hands on the wheel and my feet were engaged. Yet the car went ahead and crashed into this other vehicle or ran off the road. So, I just don't think it's ready for prime time, Vince. It's, you know, it might be 30 years or I'm throwing that out there, but there's a lot of bugs and glitches in that software. And you would think something so dangerous would have a higher scrutiny from the transportation department and the various state agencies that, you know, they have no qualms regulating how big a soda you can buy when you go to 7-Eleven, but yet they allow this software to go into your automobile. I mean, what kind of
obviously they're being bribed, lured, and paid off, obviously. That's my opinion. Now, Bert, so all of the automobile manufacturers, the big ones, are engaged in this. So General Motors is looking at, well, they've had OnStar for years. It's already there. But if you want it to work, it's like $20 a month. So this has been around for quite a while. And BMWs, and I got to tell you, I asked our son. He specializes in German cars and repairing them. And I said, so, Bam, what do you think of BMW? He says, I like them. They break all the time.
Yeah. Vince, is there any BMW that was reliable? I'm thinking back to those old BMWs that looked like Ramblers, remember?
Yeah, there was. And we had two of them in our family. One of them was the 530i. It was an inline six-cylinder. It was built like a tank. It had the strongest brakes I've ever seen. I mean, you could be driving at highway speeds, slam on the brakes, the wheels wouldn't lock up, and it would come to a halt very, very quickly in a straight line. And then there was the 320i. My dad had a 530, bought it used. Actually, we traded an Alfa, our Alfa Romeo, for it, and we had a really good looking Alfa Romeo. It wasn't a little spider, it was the two-door coupe. It was absolutely gorgeous. It's called the Alfa Romeo Alfetta, Alfetta. Absolutely gorgeous design of coachwork, but it was a flaky car. And my dad traded the Alfa Romeo for this BMW 530i, and it was a great car in terms of reliability. And my mom had a little 5-speed 320i. Now, these were Spartan cars. They didn't have a lot of features, but they were just well designed. And BMW got way off track, and they started adding feature after feature after feature. Now they're so complicated, they break all the time. and they have these plastic parts under the hood. Well, you had a drive-by-wire BMW, and it was just a flake mobile, right?
Yeah, they had experimented. I had the sports car, and they had experimented with putting in a different kind of steering mechanism that was electric, and so it wasn't driven off of the camshaft or anything like that. It was just a type. It was new. It was and it didn't work. What happened is they didn't test it under temperature. You know, BMWs are developed generally in high altitude, cold temperatures of Germany. They just didn't do sustained high temperature testing. And what would happen is if you were driving it in the summer out here in California, and, you could put your air conditioning on. It was a convertible. You know, the top went up automatic. That was really nice. And so you were okay in the cockpit. But outside, the car's working in 90 or 100 degree weather. And what would happen, making the story longer than I need to, the steering would just start jerking on its own. And, you know, not enough maybe to put you off the road, but it could. And it was dangerous. But the problem was, in order to fix it, they had to completely disassemble the dashboard and part of inside under the hood of the car. I mean, it was just the way it was designed. They had to literally pull apart the complete everything in the whole dashboard and what would you call that under the hood, Vince? The firewall?
The firewall is that's the wall between the back of the engine and your knees inside the cab.
They had to pull a lot of that apart in order to get in to, I guess, in the assembly process when they manufactured the cars. This went in early, meaning you can't take it out and replace it. So they didn't. You think of BMW as high engineering. But they put in a new type of power steering that hadn't been proven, obviously didn't work in high temperature, and then made it so it was a major process to replace it. Now, they did come up with, you know, a fixed version of the mechanism, but they didn't want to do it under recall because, I mean, I think they ended up, the dealer charged them something like $10,000 to do it. But, you know, we did mention it on the air, and all of a sudden I got a call from BMW saying, we're going to cover this even though your warranty has just expired. And that was the other problem, had just expired on years, not on miles, that they were going to go ahead and cover that for me. And actually, Vince, they fixed a couple other things minor things that were in there as well. So I got the car back in perfect condition, and other than that, it was an okay car, but honestly, Vince, I didn't drive it that much.
Were you surprised when you got that call from BMW North America?
No, because I had been giving them a hard time, and there was no way I was going to pay. I mean, I was kind of stuck. You're not going to pay $10,000 to fix it. It only happens in hot weather. On the other hand, it's kind of aggravating to drive the car like that. I had a feeling that they would come through, and also I searched the internet, and you know, you get problems like that. You think you're the only one, and then you find out, oh, everybody has this problem, and they had already begun quietly fixing other people's cars that had complained. And if you were under warranty, they fixed it, no questions asked. But if you weren't, and by now most of these cars were now out of warranty, but the problem actually showed up, you know, a year or two earlier. I just, you know, you have to be driving it when it's 90 degrees out, so it didn't happen that, you know, for a sustained time so the engine compartment could heat up. So I just hadn't been driving it enough to get it to happen earlier, or else it probably would have been covered under warranty. Vince, that's probably more than class needs to know, but the point is BMW's maybe not the best engineered cars.
You know, I was thinking, Bert, so you bought this BMW with the fly-by-wire steering system, electrical steering, and you bought this this Ford with the hybrid electrical vehicle. So I think what I'm going to do is next time I want to buy a car, I'm going to give you a call, ask you what you've bought, and then buy something else.
Yeah. You know, Vince, for our class, I think they know that I've come around on electric vehicles.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But
from an engineering standpoint, there's a lot of advantages to electric motors. There's less moving parts. They're reliable. Yeah. It's low cost. And most important, it's highly efficient. But so from an engineering standpoint, I was led into it to, wow, this is great. But then I began to look at the whole picture. So you look at how are they building the batteries? What's going into, Vince, we're building batteries in China where they're burning coal to, that's their marginal electricity. They're burning coal, which is the worst pollutant to burn, to generate the electricity in the factories to build the electric batteries for American EVs. Does that make any sense? So I looked at the whole picture. I looked at the manufacturing process, the slave labor that's employed, the pollution that's employed, all the way through to driving, the accidents that are, the fires, that's the just horrible, tragic fires. And then you end up with, we don't know how to recycle the batteries. So once I sort of got educated, not sort of, I got educated into the whole picture, and I would ask class, if you're looking at an EV, to become aware of the whole picture, that when you look at that, the benefits, even if there weren't the deaths and the tragedies, the benefits of EVs are probably not there in that sense of the whole manufacturing process, Vince. But again, the free market should decide. We shouldn't have subsidies. And right now, you know, it's so ironic, Vince, because the automakers are facing a strike in a matter of days. And if that happens, we're going to have a shortage of cars. So, not to scare people, but if you were looking at a car, probably now's the time to buy it, because there might end up being a shortage. And, the dealers are going to jack up the prices if any of the plants get shut down. But, Vince, what I predict is what's going to happen is if there's a strike and production gets shut down, we're going to see all the regular gas internal combustion ICE cars get sold right away, and the dealers are going to be filled up with the EVs, and those will probably be the last cars to leave the lot.
Yeah, and Bert, to be fair to you, the media suppressed the information. The media, the mass media, the dinosaur media suppressed the information about the child labor that was used in these mine pits to extract the rare earth elements from these mines. The media suppressed all of that. So you would know. So people would think that they're buying a clean, green machine.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about fleecing. And so Axios.com says, quote, Ford CEO Jim Farley recently told investors that it is currently making hundreds of millions on software with gross margins of over 50%, and we expect 10 times that amount in the future, in the coming years, based on the growth we see. End quote. That's what Ford CEO is saying. We are going to make so much money by charging subscriptions for the things that are already in a vehicle. It's unbelievable. It's out and out greed. It's got to be a sin. It has to be a sin. I don't know if the Bible addresses subscription rates on vehicles, but I think if you read the Bible and you found something about subscription rates, I mean, it's got to be usury, right, or equivalent to it. Bert, if our class would like you to discuss certain topics that we haven't mentioned here in class, they can send an email to instructor@usaprepares.com, you know, with the topics that you'd like Bert to address in future classes. Hey, Bert, how do you feel about Tuesday? Do you want to come on Tuesday? I have an opening.
Yeah, I think we can manage that, Vince. I'll confirm it with your back office. I'll have my front office talk to your back office. And
you got to give us a couple weeks, though, because I've got to call a board of directors meeting to arrange that, that discussion. So give me a couple weeks, and I'll get back to you, or I'll have our people get back to your people, and we'll see if we can arrange for Tuesday, you know, next Tuesday. But give me a couple weeks, okay?
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Vince. And, yes, class, if you have ideas of what you'd like to have some more insight in, where we can talk about it. One thing, Vince, that I think we are going to be talking about more in the coming months, and we've been in a lull lately, but that is the effect of the sun on our climate and the effect of the sunspot cycle. And for the purpose of just briefly highlighting the fact that we are now going through the peak of the 11-year sunspot cycle. I mean, the peak's probably going to be next year. And Vince, it's already affecting, well, ham radio guys love it because they're now able to communicate on higher and higher frequencies, bands that you could in the past only go a couple hundred miles. They're now going many hundreds or even thousands of miles through multiple skips, as we call it. And that is when the ionosphere becomes charged and it actually bounces the radio waves. And that's how, Vince, people in United States can hear shortwave radio from Europe. There is no direct line of sight. Obviously, the Earth is curved. But that signal bounces from Europe, hits the ionosphere, comes back down, gets to New York, or it could go through two bounces and get to St. Louis or San Francisco. Europe to San Francisco, not so common. But I know when I grew up on the East Coast, Vince, I could pick up pretty much every country in Europe on shortwave, and that's all through charging of the ionosphere from the sun. And I throw this out to class only because when we get into the peaks, there are solar storms that occur, or let's say they're way more likely to occur during those solar peaks, and that could affect your electrical grid. It can affect several electronic items you own. It can put glitches and all kinds of problems on electrical circuits that then just your electricity in your home going on and off, that in itself can damage things like refrigerators and, well, Vince, even your car charger. I had a electric vehicle car charger go out simply because there was a glitch in the electrical circuit and it zapped it. And turned out to be because the power company, it was the power company's issue, not, you know, natural, not from a storm or lightning or anything like that. So they actually, I don't know if they're as generous now, but they actually paid for me to replace my electric charger. So just throwing this out that we are entering the solar maximum, and we need to take very easy steps that you can do to protect your home and your different electronic devices from power surges. So, Vince, is that a long answer to say I'll show up on Tuesday?
You know, I just wanted to show the class. This morning we added water to our nickel iron battery bank, half of it. So we have 80 cells. We filled 40 of them, topped them off. It took 3/4 of a gallon per cell. That is, so far, it took 30 gallons of water to top off half of the battery bank. So it's going to be 60 gallons of water. And so what you're talking about is the sun, absolutely correct. And we measured it by many ways, including how much water our batteries evaporate. And we've got a system that retains water and still is going to use 30 times 2, 60 gallons of water. How much water is that in weight? 500 pounds, 499.8 pounds. What you're saying is absolutely positively correct. Bert, I'm looking forward to being in class with you on Tuesday coming up. I think it's going to be wonderful. And you know what? I wish we could get through all the topics that you have in the syllabus. We just can't do it. So, 2 hours on Tuesday. Class, thank you so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.